with Billy McCarty of Ruby, Alaska. The interview was conducted at the home of Billy Captain at Ruby on September 13, 1980. The interview was conducted for the Bureau of Land Management by Tom Beck. Billy was born in 1904 near Fairbanks. His mother came to Nulato when Billy was a year and a half old, where she met Billy's stepfather. Billy's stepfather ran a roadhouse at Nulato, and later ran the Slough Roadhouse, 16 miles south of Caltag on the Iditarod Trail. Billy used to be a mail carrier and carried mail by dog team from Ruby to Nine Mile Point, 30 miles above Cochrane's. Billy carried the mail for 2 years for the NC Company, making two trips a week for $150 per week. Billy was also a reindeer herder for 3 years for the Laplanders near Unalakleet. In 1925, Billy participated in the diphtheria serum run from Nenana to Nome. Billy ran the segment from Ruby to Whiskey Creek.
And where were your stepfather's roadhouses?
6 miles below Caltag and 16 miles, a place called Slough Roadhouse.
Slough Roadhouse was 16 miles... What, southwest?
Steamboat Slough, I think it was called. On the other side. Yes, it was on this side of the river.
What was the other roadhouse called?
Where?
He said he had two roadhouses. Where was the other one? Slough, and what was the other one?
Two roadhouses.
Mm-hmm.
6 and 16. Miles below Caltech.
Yeah. The one was called Slough Roadhouse. What was the other one called?
It was just a roadhouse on the river. His fish camp. And where he cut wood in the summer when there was no travel. There was still lots of steamboats in them days, and the wood was in great demand.
Which one did he run first, the Slough Roadhouse or the other one?
The one at the fish camp below Caltag.
6 miles below?
Yeah.
That they didn't. He didn't have. There wasn't a name for that.
Beg your pardon?
Was there a name for that one? Did they call it anything?
No. It's just his summer residence, fish camp, and wood cutting was his profession in those days.
Were both of those roadhouses on the trail there going down to what?
The one at 16 was on the Iditarod Trail. I never was beyond that Slough Roadhouse. But there was a lot of travel them days. They were on foot, some on skis, some pulling sleigh, pulling Yukon sled by the neck. Some of those just couldn't afford dogs.
What was a Yukon sled?
Little sled built in the States. Little flat, no rails on it, top rails. They just packed their bedding and provisions on that sled, and they next it over to the Iditarod.
They used to stop off on their way from Caltag down.
Yeah. They stopped there for lunch and they, at 6 miles, and 16 they made it in one day. The travel was coming pretty thick, I remember. There were 16 beds in there on each side of the long log building.
That was Slough Roadhouse?
Yeah. and their beds were all occupied, and on the middle of the floor, the people would just lay their blankets down and just slept on that.
Was it all one floor, or were there two stories?
One story, log house.
Was there any shelter for dogs there,
There was a dog barn. See, I remember the old man got all the fellas from Caltech getting moose for us, for the roadhouse.
He hired somebody to get the moose? He hired somebody to provide the moose for the roadhouse?
Yeah, the natives from Caltech, a lot of them had jobs taking fellas over with dog teams, and on the way back to kill a moose or two. I remember the horse teams, it was a tough place to get to cross the river there, steep bank on both sides, and one horse broke its leg. And we got him fat. By golly, the old man used that horse meat for the travelers he had to. We just got drunk from Caltech and didn't last a day or two. By golly, I remember he cooked it long. It was kind of tough meat, but he cooked it a long time, and they ate it. They didn't know the difference.
Of course, the horses used to pull sleds then too, huh?
Yeah,
and wagons.
The horse teams just went over. They pulled their own hay and oats. And there was no stores over in that country. And they had horse teams, and hired six horses to a team. Come by the roadhouse there. And the male team was running that way too. Harry Lawrence, a fellow named Harry Lawrence, was driving the male from Caltech over to Edgerod country.
To use horses?
With dogs.
Oh, with dogs.
These horses, they had work to do over the mining camps. Hauling wood or stuff for the mining camps. That's why there's six horses in one pulling one sled. They were hauling their own hay and oats.
Did you know Harry Lawrence?
Yeah, I know him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a mail carrier around Caltech and down the Holy Cross. I know him well. He died recently at Fairbanks. Oh, about 30 years ago.
How often did he make that run, do you know? From Caltech down to Iditarod?
I believe he made one trip a month, or every 20 days rather.
He stopped at the Slough Roadhouse there?
Yeah, he stopped at the roadhouse. From there on, I don't know whether there's any more roadhouses or not.
Yeah.
I believe there was.
How long did your dad run it? When did he stop running the roadhouse?
Oh, he'd run about 2-3 winters.
When was that, do you remember?
In 1908. The winter of 1908 is when the Iditarod Stampede was on.
What did he do after that?
We stayed around six mile, kept on fishing and cutting wood for steamboats.
Where was your dad from?
He was a big Swede.
Swede? Huh.
Come from Stockholm, he used to say.
Did he come over to the Choku Trail, did he, or did he...
What's this?
Did he come over the Choku Trail?
I didn't get you.
Did he come over the Chilkoot Trail when he came up to Alaska, or did he come by the sea?
He probably was one of the Chilkoot Trail mushers. He came in way before that.
Well, when did he come in?
I never did learn. When he used to be mining up around Dawson and that country. 40 Mile or Dawson or someplace. He was a young fellow then.
Did you used to help him there? You were probably pretty young when he had the roadhouse there.
I was a kid about 5 years old.
Do you remember what the place looked like very well?
What's this?
Do you remember what it looked like, the roadhouse?
Yeah. And the roadhouse was full every night. And I don't believe anybody had to sleep out. There was only one building there, the roadhouse. And nobody was turned out.
Who did the cooking?
Old man, my stepfather, or his partner. His name was Charlie Oswald.
How about your mother? Where was she from?
She lived there with us.
She's from around that area, or?
She's from Kaiko.
Oh.
I was born around Fairbanks in 1904, and when I was about a year or a year and a half old, we come down in a poling boat to Kaikuk in New Lato, where she met up with my stepfather. He bought a roadhouse there in New Lato. That was for the travel all from dog teams and mail carriers. There was lots of dog team travel them days from the Nana to Nome.
They travel on the river there?
Yeah, just on New Lato.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was on the Yukon River. It's about 40 miles above Kaltyke.
Mm-hmm. When they traveled, the dog teams, the trail followed the river, the Yukon River there?
From Kaltag, it went over the portage to Unalakleet. And from Unalakleet, they went over land at times when the water wouldn't let them, or the ice. They traveled some places by ice. Most of the way they traveled by land. I've been on that trail to Nome.
Did you go all the way up to Nome?
Yeah. In 1918, I was up there.
Were there a lot of roadhouses along the way there?
Yes. There was roadhouses every 30 miles from Nome
to Nenana, all the way up Yukon.
Where were they? There was one in Nalato. Is there one at Bishop Mountain there?
Oh, there was above Bishop Mountain. About 4 or 5 miles above Bishop Mountain. John and Teske ran a roadhouse there, a native from Loudon.
Johnny, what was his name?
Johnny and Teske.
You remember where some of the other roadhouses were along that run?
There was roadhouses all around the Yukon and up the Tanana River. The next roadhouse was Whiskey Creek. Old Ben Derrick was running the roadhouse there, and he was a mail carrier too. From Whiskey Creek, he'd come here to Ruby.
What were you doing when you went up in 1918? Why did you go up to Nome? Why did you go on the trail?
What was I doing?
Why were you, why did you make that trip in 1918?
Why we had to make that trip? What?
Mm-hmm.
When the mail was running, those days were bad dogs. There was no airplanes here in the country.
Were you a mail carrier?
I carried mail, you said?
Yeah, did you?
Yes, I carried from here up above to 9 Mile Point, 30 miles above Cochrane. I carried it 2 years with dogs.
Did you, who had the contract for the mail?
The NC company had the contract that time.
Did you use your own dogs?
No, I used the NC bought the dogs. I had to buy the dogs for the NC. Whenever they got old or played out some or worn out, I bought new dogs. And I just, the NC paid me for them, paid the man for the dogs. If I needed new sled or things like that, I paid my roadhouse bills. I was getting $150 a month.
Well, that was pretty good, wasn't it, in those days?
It was pretty good for those days, when everything was cheap. That was just like $150,000 when we got $150.
How long did it take you to make that run?
I make it in 2 trips a week from right here up. And I laid off one day in the week, that's all.
And would you do that from November to March or something?
Yeah. Till we couldn't travel anymore. This fellow's here, Bob Kennedy. You've probably seen him.
Mm-hmm.
He carried the mail from here to Whiskey Creek, and he went down while the ice was running. He done it twice.
How'd he make it?
He got on the river here on the ice, and he got to Whiskey Creek, and he got off the ice there above there. Need to tell you more about that.
I was just in Galena. Edgar Nolner said to say hello.
Oh, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Good of him.
Said he saw you this summer, I guess, or something.
Yeah, I saw him this summer, early this summer. I was down there, too, for dental work. He's one of the fellas that held a ceremony to Nome with me. There's only four of us left from Ninan to Nome. We didn't go all the way, but we relayed the first team every roadhouse. And it went night and day.
What segment, what part did you do?
I took it to Whiskey Creek. In the night.
What was it like that night?
What was it like, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, it was something we had to do. I was the only available person in town here to drive dogs, and I had a fellow named Brown, Alec Brown. His wife is living yet, she's here too. He had 30 dogs, a kennel of 30 dogs, or 31, and I picked out 7 of the best dogs, his best dogs, and I took the run from here to Whiskey Creek. And I met Edgar Nolner there. He took it on to Glenor, to the next place below there.
Was it cold that night?
It was really cold. But those days, cold didn't mean nothing to me. I was young and husky, and I didn't wear much clothes, just a sweater and canvas gloves. Yeah, and I had to mush all the way to keep warm.
Did you have to break trail, or was that already...
There was a good trail all the way, all along the river. There was lots of travel those days. And mail kept the trail up, mail carriers. They had to go every day they had to go, whether it's cold or raining or anything. Snowstorm. Yeah, I remember the days the poor dogs, they hated to go. Going against upriver, against the headwind. Cold. I had to work on dogs' feet, put moccasins on dogs.
When it was that cold, 50 or 60 below, did it bother the dogs a lot?
Oh, it didn't bother them, but they didn't like it, I know it. They had to go. Although we commanded them, they had to go.
How big was the the serum package? Was it?
What's that?
What was the serum package like? Was it heavy?
The trail?
The serum package that the
It was just a little package, about a foot square, wrapped in velvet or some kind of cloth to keep from freezing.
Do you know some of the other fellows that ran the trail? Had you ever met Sepala or any of those people?
I know them all the way to Nome, and lots of fellows above here. I met them fellows, like Edgar Callan. You probably seen him?
No, I'm going to in a couple of days.
Yeah. Down his car tag.
Mm-hmm.
He hauled the first roadhouse out of Nenana. He claimed he hauled it all the way to Nome. I didn't hear him say that, but Edgar Norton told me that when we were out to Anchorage. He told about the time he started out in Nenana, and he took it all the way to Nome. No one dog team can do that. All the rest of the fellas below here and above all died off, except there's four of us left.
Was Leonard Sepala, was he a nice fella?
Who?
Leonard Sepala.
He was a Laplander. I know him well too. He used to come up here for a dog race from Rome. He stopped at our roadhouse down in Nulato many a time.
They have a lot of races back then, a lot of dog races?
We had races here, and there was no races anywhere else. At that time, Fairbanks was a young town. But right after Sepala quit racing, they started racing at Anchorage and Fairbanks and other places all along, like Toke, Nenana, Tanano, here, Nulato, Nome. They used to have races down in Nome, but they were long races. I read of some of the races they had down in Nome. 500 mile race.
Did you, you said you went up to Nome one time?
Yeah, I've been there 2-3 times.
You went up there with dogs once?
No, I was up there with reindeer. Once I went in the spring, I went over in a schooner with no engines, just sails, with a bunch of Eskimos. They go back and forth to Nome and for trading seal oil and mucklucks.
From where, St. Michael or?
From Unalakleet.
Oh.
I was reindeer herding that time. 11 of us boys went from Nulato over there to the reindeer fair at Chactulis. That's 40 miles above Unalakleet. And while they're the Eskimos, their young fellas just screwed up. Was he an old man?
Yeah. But I think he was up more in the Nome area.
Oh, he was best friend to know him, I guess.
So they had a big fair there in Shaktulik, huh?
Yeah.
The Lapps had a big fair? Lapps had a big fair there in Shaktulik?
General Ranger Fair?
Mm-hmm.
It was come out pretty nice, I thought. They had foot races on the tundra. They had every kind of events. Heavy load pulling with a sled there. My boss, Clemson, won the heavy pulling contest. There was so many bags of rocks. He pulled 300 yards on the trail, on the riding town there. And they had lassoon contest. Every kind of event.
Were there a lot of Lapps stay around there?
What?
A lot of Lapps around there, Laplanders? Or were they mostly Eskimos there?
My hearing gets blurry sometimes.
Were there a lot of Lapps there at Shaktulik? Is that who put on the fair pretty much?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Laplanders, who says?
Mm-hmm.
There was about 15 Lapps as I know of between Unalakleet and Nome. The government, got them from Lapland to train the Eskimos how to herd deer, and they brought their own reindeer with them. That's how the reindeer population grew to such quite a number. I don't know if there's as much reindeer now, but the wolves had come around just when I was finished working. And they killed a lot of reindeer. I know a Laplander. He was about 80 some year old. Just before I quit. And they killed a big bunch of his deer. He lost about 40 head or 50 head of reindeer. Two wolves come along, and he used to be good on skis when he was young. Out in Lapland, I guess. And he took a little grubbing and pack sack and rifle. And he took off after them two wolves, and he overtook him in two days. He brought the two wolf skins back, and they were superstitious about wolves. I was in town that time, and I lived at their home. And we had an upstairs, and the floor was full of cracks. And I watched him sitting on an easy chair or a rocking chair with those wolves spread out in front of him on the floor. And he was drinking black coffee. Every once in a while he'd look at them wolves and he'd bawl them out, wolfskins.
Did you ever travel the trail from Ruby down to Salatna and Long and Poor Man down in that area?
Out here to Poor Man?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Were there roadhouses along there too?
Yes, there was a roadhouse out here at 14th and one at Long Creek. It was a bigger town. This town has grown lately, but it used to be bigger than this town. And Poor Man was more people there than there was here.
Hmm. They used to haul freight with horses between the two?
With horses?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Until the airplanes come in, because what year they come in.
Do you remember an area called like Boston Roadhouse there? Do you remember a Boston Roadhouse?
What's that?
Do you remember a Boston Roadhouse down, should be about around 14 mile?
Boston?
Roadhouse?
I think it has a name, but I don't remember them. I remember Boston, but I don't know where that was. Out from Long Creek, or?
I think it was around 14 mile, some around that area.
There's maybe that's the roadhouse that's called Boston.
Could have been. There's another one called Hub.
Yeah. It was over the mountain, about halfway to Long Creek. And there was all roadhouses all over. There was one at 10 mile.
Long was a pretty big town in those days, huh?
It used to be a pretty big town. Now, I can't say it's town now. It's been ghost town-like. But a fellow named Kangas is working there right now. And this summer, two outfits come there, not to beyond Long Creek. And one company is working at somewhere this side of Poor Man. And the Poor Man, there's mining going on, man and his wife.
Howard Miskovich, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy carrying the mails back then? Did you enjoy it?
Well, on the river?
Carrying the mails.
I did. I was making 150, I made more than 150 a month, but I had, the second year, I had to use my own dog, because the old team was all played out and old. I had to kill them, and I used my own dogs. I got paid for my own dogs, 50 cents a day. But the leader was more, I charged $1.50 a day for my leader.
You had to get rid of the NC's dogs because they were...
Yeah, they had to kill them all.
Cost too much to feed them, is that?
No, they were old and steady going like that all through for 7-8 months. That'd play out any kind of dogs.
What kind of dogs did you use?
Malamutes.
Some guy said they use some of those bird dogs. Did you ever use any of those?
What's it?
Some guy said they use some of those bird dogs. Did you ever use any bird dogs?
I probably had one or two in my own team that were bird dogs. But I never used them for driving mail, hauling mail. If they couldn't send as much as a set or Malamute dog.
People look forward to you coming in with the mail?
Many times. I once was stored right up here, Carbone ran a store, and Dog Barn was on this side of there, and I put my dogs away, and I brought the mail up to the post office, and I put the dogs away in the barn, and then I ate at home. I lived up where the store is now, and I dropped in to the store, and here was Ed Grider and all these old timers sitting around with their feet up on the stove, and they said I wasn't in yet, and they were talking around there. He said, they said I had good trail, there's no reason why I'd be late. And I was taking the dog, didn't see me coming in the store. And Pat McCarthy and all them, Joe Landers, and more folks, they knew all about mail carrying. So I said, well, I'm here, fellas. I got up off the bench and I said, any one of you fellas can take the mail out and let me rest tomorrow and see how it is on the trail for yourself. And gee, they were surprised, not one of them said a word. And Carl Bolton was the only man that saw me coming in the store. I said, you bunch of goddamn old women, you fellas are starting to take the mail out for me tomorrow and see how you like it. Not one fella ever answered me.
How many years did you carry the mail?
2 winters. But the time I the time the airplanes took over the mail, I quit. I was through carrying mail. 32 or 33, the winter of 32 or 33, and the airplanes coming took over the mail.
Did you go carry the mail on the river? Did you work the river at all in the summer? Did you carry mail on the river or?
Or the steamboats carried the mail, or before the after we got through, the airplanes took all the mail completely, summer and winter.
Things have changed a lot, huh? Things have changed since then. You want me to say anything to Ed Callan? I'm going to see him in a couple of days.
Yeah, you tell him I said hi. I was up Tanner just recently to the hospital, and he come there from Caltech. He had something wrong with him. I didn't know there was anything wrong with him. He's just traveling around, I guess.
I guess he's still running the store up there, huh?
It's Caltech?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever go to through Callan's there?
What?
Did you ever go to Callan's?
I've been to Callan's.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there lots of times.
Is that his dad that started that?
Yeah. He named it after him.
How long have you been living in Ruby?
Since 1922 or 1923.
Did you ever think when you were carrying that serum run that people would be so interested in it?
Yeah, that was in 1925.
Yeah. Do you ever think people would be so interested in that trip?
The people of Anchorage, the Dog Mushers Association,
mm-hmm.
They were interested about us carrying the serum over to Nome from Nenana. That they called us all over to Anchorage.
His food is
getting cold. Oh, he's ready to eat. I think they're ready for you to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to keep you. I didn't know that.